Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 8th. Deputy Devin Mason will be eulogized today at 2 p.m. at West Columbus High School. The Darlington County officer, who was a native of Evergreen, died in the line of duty on July 1st. The suspect ambushed Mason and one other deputy. The suspect was killed in the shootout. The other deputy was injured and is expected to recover. The suspect's mother also now faces charges, along with his girlfriend. We have more on this story on our website. One suspect is in custody and another is being sought after a Saturday morning shootout almost wounded a toddler. Whiteville police said more than 100 rounds were fired during a gunfight at Brookbury Apartments on MLK Avenue around 3:20 a.m. Four apartments and several vehicles were hit. A bullet missed the baby by less than a foot. 10 people, including two children, were hurt in a chain reaction crash in Whiteville on Sunday. WPD said a Dodge truck collided with the rear of a minivan on Powell Boulevard at Oliver Street. That pushed the minivan into one car. That car struck a fifth car. That fifth car collided with a Tesla. The two children sustained critical injuries and were airlifted to UNC Chapel Hill hospitals. Look for more on this story on our website. The pastor of Happy Home Church is being held on underage sex charges in South Carolina. Devin Carroll, age 22, was arrested by Conway police Saturday on charges of attempting a lewd act and having sexual activity with a minor between 14 and 16 years old. He is being held under $30,000 secured bond. Firefighters were called to a home on Waccamaw Shores at the lake around 1:30 a.m. Saturday after a fire destroyed a pier, a boat, and at least one jet ski and damaged another pier. The watercraft broke loose and started a fire on the neighbor's pier. That's according to Chief Ron Sasser of the Lake Waccamaw Fire Department. The county fire marshal and the state fire marshal's office are investigating. Multiple fire departments were called to a tractor-trailer crash that turned into a fire and blocked US 74 and US 701 later on Saturday. The truck struck a guardrail on the bridge and overturned. The driver sustained burns and other injuries, managed to escape from the burning cab. He is expected to recover. He was airlifted to an area hospital. Traffic was detoured around the area until around noon. Two masked men broke into the Crossroads Pharmacy in Whiteville early Friday. Whiteville police said the men stole multiple medications after disarming the security system. Tropical Storm Chantal brought steady, sometimes torrential rains to the county Saturday on into Sunday. Ditch and nuisance flooding was reported throughout the county. Sierra Gorda saw several roads that were closed due to high water, along with Chavern. Several homes were seriously damaged after flooding in Loras. A number of trees went down from the storm, one block Lakeshore Drive at Lake Waccamaw for several hours. In Lumberton, major flooding was reported, and a flood warning continued in effect through Monday evening. A Walmart store in Lumberton had around a foot of water inside. The First Responder Basketball Tournament, hosted by Columbus County Sheriff's Office, is set for this Saturday at noon at West Columbus High School. Admission is $5 per person. All proceeds go to Families First. Teams include the Columbus County Sheriff's Office, City of Whiteville Fire Department, Brunswick Volunteer Fire Department, Bladen County Sheriff's Office, and the Brunswick County Sheriff's Office. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.